Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back with GSU ENI Radio, broadcasting live from Georgia State Stadium. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. What a blast. I have enjoyed every minute of this, and this segment is going to be fantastic. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast for demo day here for Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund, Mr. Ashish Thakur. How have you been, man?
I miss you guys a lot.
Well, Ashish, you know, you can't get out of this entrepreneurial ecosystem, can you?
I don't want to.
It's too much fun?
It is. Atlanta needs more of this to share their relationships. You know, in Silicon Valley and Bangalore and other, you know, more burgeoning entrepreneurial ecosystems and hubs, people share relationships, competitors talk. That's where we want to get to.
Right. And that, and the GSU has an ecosystem, I think, that it deserves to be a more prominent place in the Atlanta ecosystem.
They've earned it today.
I think so. I mean, this is the first time they've had an event like this. And you can see by the energy in the room and the people that have attended, this is quite a first showing for them.
Yeah. And you guys have seen everything in Atlanta, too. So love to get your perspective as well. You've seen everything from Tire Atlanta, Venture Atlanta. You guys, you know, Stone and Lee, you guys have been extremely supportive and one of the foundations of the Atlanta ecosystem.
Well, thank you. It is great for us to be able to kind of tell the stories of people at all different levels, and entrepreneurs and startups are our favorite parts, because you can see the impact, especially the GSU ENI impact of these. A lot of these are first generation college students that are doing something, and you can see that this kind of an opportunity can really change the trajectory of their whole lives.
Yeah, I'm guessing none of us had this opportunity in college.
Right. I didn't have it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So now for you, you got to, I think, judge some of the seed, you got to hear some of the seed stage pitches?
Correct.
So now what was your take on how prepared they were? You've been around for a while in terms of seeing a lot of this stuff. How prepared were
they? They were very prepared, if not over-prepared. you know, you've got an entrepreneur helping to run this with, you know, Muzavek Khan, MK, Entrepreneur in Residence.
Right.
You've got very experienced people with Jackie. So they've prepared them very well. The difference, what I saw, Lee, was the grit and, like, we don't need to be here. We're going to run our companies anyway.
Right.
Right. And that's the difference I see. So it's very, very inspiring. They overcame technical difficulties. They answered all the questions better than we could think of. The slides were beautiful, just over the top.
And it's amazing to see the evolution of the entrepreneur in the Atlanta kind of world, right? You're seeing how maybe 10 years ago you wouldn't have gotten this polished of a pitch. And that nowadays here at GSU you have the most diverse kind of group of students at any university, I think, in Georgia, and their pitches are amazing.
It's beyond the pitch. It's the grit. It's the heart. It's the problem they want to solve. I didn't really pay attention to the slides and pitch as much. It was really the person, the founder, the problem they're trying to solve, the passion, the energy. And that's what separates the CEOs that I hang out with, Stone Lee, is they really don't care about skill set. They care about character and integrity. It's the same, you know, Elon Musk hired his divorce lawyer to be general counsel at some point because the guy could do the job, right? So the gal or guy can do the job because they have character, not necessarily always a skill set.
So now how would you coach up these students that are going through this, win or lose? Like, how would you help them kind of leverage what they've gone through here and the learnings they have and where they're at to get to the next level for them individually?
Find the right network of mentors. That's the key. So I told the GSU team that what happens in April, what happens July, what happens September, how can we help? So the CEO Council has already brought mentors, CEOs and CFOs, to many of these teams, and we want to bring more mentors to these teams after all this is said and done.
So let's talk about that. That's what you're doing now, right? CEO Council?
Correct. Connecting CEOs of later stage companies to capital, customers, talent, and each other.
And then when you're doing that kind of work, it's important to do the work here, right?
Because this is where we give back.
And this is where the impact is real here. It's not incremental income. This is kind of life-changing impact.
You articulated very well, Lee.
So now talk about your work and how CEOs that are listening can get involved with you and your team.
Oh, it's pretty easy if you're a later stage CEO looking for capital, customers, or talent, and you want to build relationships. So we're big on spending 30 minutes with three people, not 3 minutes with 30 people. We're not trying to get to a big membership organization. We just want to do a lot of deals in a small group. And we also care about the C-suite. That's where we're different. We are the bagel to the CEO's coffee. Their coffee is YPO, EO, and Vistage. We're the bagel. We're the everything bagel. We care about the CFO and the C-suite because that's where the CEO is born, from the C-suite.
Mm-hmm. And then so how does someone get involved? Is this something where there's regular meetings? Is this kind of one-on-one? Like, how does the CEO get involved?
Yeah, there's 9 dinners a year, 5 CXO receptions a year. You can reach out to us directly on social media through the website. It's real easy. Most of the CEOs that are not engaged yet already know CEOs that have been to the dinners. There's so many CFOs and CTOs and CMOs that have been to our receptions. We're so easy to collaborate with.
So now once someone's plugged in there, are they kind of given the opportunity to get involved with groups like this GSU ENI program?
All day long. So if you look at our universe, let's say it's 200 CEOs times 4, their C-suite, you know, it's about 800 to 1,000 folks. It's not that hard to get them engaged. They're normally, especially the C-suite, most of our CEOs tell us that there's no professional development or relationship building exercises for them to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it real easy. And they're like, they ask us, we have become the central nervous system of the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem. Between myself and our board, it's real easy to direct people and give a high level of concierge service.
So now, how important is it to the Atlanta entrepreneur ecosystem to have something like this Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund specifically, where they're actually writing checks and helping these entrepreneurs kind of grow and get some escape velocity?
It makes it real with the money, right?
Right. I mean, they're learning real lessons. They're having to, you know, achieve real milestones. This isn't some hypothetical or theoretical. This is where the rubber hits the road.
And I mean, just look who's here. You know, David Cummings is here, Johnny Birdsong, Christian Zimmerman. I mean, you have actual CEOs in the room, folks from Endeavor, Monica. I mean, this is one of the most diverse rooms of the Atlanta entrepreneurial community that I've seen. So it's I'm overwhelmed.
So now moving forward, how do you see ways that the CEO Council is going to kind of work with GSU, ENI, and things like this?
I always go back to what we do best, connect to capital, customers, and talent.
So you're going to start working with them in terms of...
We already have.
Them. You already are. Yeah. There's some formal relationship now? Right?
Nothing formal yet. We can do an MOU. We don't need press releases. We do so much stuff behind the scenes. We're not here to brag. Anytime we have a success story, we leave out the names and we just say we helped the CEO get a CTO and so forth. That's the key is not to ask for the limelight and just go get it done on the street.
Right, just do the work
every
day. Just like these entrepreneurs, just grind every day.
You know, sometimes our board says we should get press releases out. We're like, no, because we don't want the inbound. Let us do the outbound.
Right. So now any advice for these students here for maybe their next round to get to the next level? What should they be focusing in on?
Figuring out who the right people are to help them. You know, you're going to get 10, 20 business cards. Everyone wants to help. Who really follows up with them, right? Who are the real folks that want to help versus trying to take? And that's the key, to figure out who the net givers are versus the net takers.
Any tips on how to do that?
Lot of experience, qualification, ask us.
How many frogs do they have to kiss? What's the ratio of that?
And accelerate that, right?
Right.
Right. So that's how I learned. I failed a lot in relationships. And you guys know this too, right? Who's
absolutely
real, who's not, who's helped, who's genuine. It takes some time.
So now this event is now kind of getting where they're narrowing down. Anything that surprised you about this group?
No, we were very well prepared as judges. There was enough communication out. maybe the venue surprised me. This is a pretty amazing venue.
Right. It was pretty cool how they've been able to take this over.
So that would probably be the big surprise. I want to be surprised later to see what happens after.
Right. Then in 3 months, 6 months, you'll know a little more, huh?
Those wherein lies the surprises.
So now if a CEO wanted to get in touch with you and learn more about CEO Council,
So our website, atlantaceo.org, and then I'm Ashish, A-S-H-I-S-H, at atlantaceo.org, and it's easy to get in touch with us through social, too, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Good stuff, Ashish. Well, great seeing you, and thank you so much for being part of this great event.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lee. Thanks a lot, Stone.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on GSU ENI Radio.